This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the overall feeling is we lost, and I didn't play well. So, I'm grateful and thankful, and, you know, I thank God that I walked out of here healthy and that he gave me the opportunity to make my first NFL start. Just wish I took advantage of the opportunity better.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
That was Kieran Amagaje, courtesy of Marquee Sports Network. I am Rami Makhlouf on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. Honorary co-host for the evening, Brian Poronski. Almost screwed up your last name there, Brian. Brian Poronski, the winner of our Cubs for a Cure auction a couple months back, doing a great job here in the first 2 hours, just three to go. How are you holding up, Brian? We went and got some coffee during the break. We're good, right? We're ready to roll.
Great. I can't believe it's already been 2 hours.
And just three to go. And you guys out there, the stars of this show, at 312-644-6767. We'll hear from Caleb Williams later this hour. His thoughts after the 30-12 loss to Bears 8th straight. But right now, I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. We were asking in the 1 o'clock hour, did you ever think it would be this bad or could be this bad when you were getting ready for this Bears season? 312-644-6767. Let's go to the south side. And, Kevin, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Kev?
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
Yes, I did think that it would get this bad. I expected it to be this bad. I knew they didn't have the talent on the offensive line, and when you don't have the talent on the offensive line, no matter who you have as quarterback, you are going to lose.
But and 8 straight losses, 4-10, yes. You thought it could be this bad?
The worst losing streak in Bears history?
Second worst. Second worst. Yeah, last year was the worst. Yeah.
I thought that they would win 6 to 7 games this year. I knew they were going to drop from, I think, 7 last year. I forget what it was because of the fact they of the draft picks. I knew the draft picks would have to take time, especially with a quarterback. You'd have to take time, and if you don't have an offensive line to protect the quarterback, quarterback's going to develop some bad habits and a sore back.
I appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, the offensive line was something a lot of people did point to before the season started. And like I said, with my three concerns, the head coach, the offensive coordinator, and the offensive line, any one of those goes wrong, and this thing could not end up being as good as we all hoped it would be. All three of them going wrong, and really this season had no chance when you look at it.
Well, and I will say if Kevin was predicting 6 or 7 wins, he gets credit for not being sucked into all the hype.
Yeah, really.
But we're not going to have 6 or 7 wins this year. So.
I lost a text now, but somebody corrected me and brought up a good point. I said Caleb Williams will be on his third offensive coordinator by next year. He'll technically be on his fourth. I was just saying play caller. And Thomas Brown is still calling the plays. So it would still be his third play caller. But yeah, technically his fourth offensive coordinator heading into year two in the NFL. That's almost too much for anybody to overcome, you know what I mean? Which is why I say I love Caleb's confidence. Like, we're going to hear from Caleb Williams later this hour, and I love what he says. Look, this is just getting me better. I'm just learning lessons with all these struggles and things that I'm going through right now. Right, yeah, maybe right now that's it. But enough of this, it'll break you. It'll break you really fast if you don't figure that stuff out. Let's go back out to the phones at 312-644-6767. Jade is in Lake Forest. Now Jade is on the score. What's up, Jade?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making the call.
You know what? This is the worst franchise in sports, and I think this game really settled it. You know, this franchise is so poorly ran. And when I saw that picture of George McCaskey on the TV, it made me happy because it made me know that is the problem that I've been dealing with for the past 20 years. Listen, guys, I've got an accounting exam in 2 days, right? No, actually, I got it tomorrow. I could have been studying for 3 hours, but guess what? I got to watch my quarterback get hit, what, 30 times? 30 times he probably got hit. And now I got to go back to studying, but I can't study because I'm pissed. If we won that game, I'd probably ace this exam. Thanks, George McCaskey, because I think I'm going to fail it now just because of what I just watched. It is so bad. And you know what the real problem is? The real problem is that the solutions we're asking for are not crazy solutions, some fifth-round Puka Nacua thing. It is obvious. I mean, getting rid of Eberflus, was that not the most obvious solution ever? Restarting. But no, it'll never happen because we're a franchise run by losers. We lose. That's all we do. Every time for 13 years, we lose. Lose, lose, lose. And I can't watch anymore, guys. I'm 20, right? I'm 20.
Jade, you sound like you're in your not your voice, but just the pain in your voice as a Bears fan. You sound like you've been going through this a lot longer than just 20 years, my man.
Well, you know, when you get the number one overall pick, it takes 10 years off your life if you suck.
Jade.
So that's like, so you can, I can say I'm 30 right now to you guys. So I'm a 30-year Bears fan.
30 years in Bears fan years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Can we discuss number 72, please?
You know what?
Who is this dude?
But, Jade, one second. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Kieran Amagaje is going to be a great offensive lineman in this league, but I'm also not going to kill a guy who got his first NFL start and found out about it in the last day or two and went out there against one of the best pass rushes and best pass rushers in this league and didn't get a lot of help from his coaching staff in terms of the way they were calling protections in this game. I'm gonna be a human shield for Kieran Amagaje a little bit on this one. Just a little bit.
You can't put anything on him, right?
Guys, I love where your head's at and I would agree with you. But listen, I played left tackle. You guys remember James Williams, Big Cat Williams?
Yeah. I met Big Cat.
So he was my coach in high school, right? He was my left tackle coach. I was the left tackle. Mm-hmm. The things I'm seeing out of him, and it's not like when I see him pass sets, I'm not seeing, like, it's not like he's just getting beat. He's not even doing the basic footwork. It's like I'm watching a guy who just learned football 2 years ago because he happened to go to Yale and they needed a football player and this guy was big. I'm seeing just pass protection that doesn't look right. It's just in the, oh my God, Coleman Shelton.
Now, there's a dog.
There's somebody you can, you know, put some blame on.
And I'll tell you right now, I live in Lake Forest. If I saw Coleman Shelton at the local Chipotle, I think I'd take a picture with him and delete it in front of his face because I don't like him that much.
Jade, thanks for the call. Go study for that accounting exam, my man.
I appreciate it, guys.
Great call. There's Jade from Lake Forest. 20, and he's weathered. Well, weathered as a Bears fan.
We can add, I did not think that during this season, Jade would fail his accounting exam. So I was not predicting that. The Bears would be so bad. And I think I would like to disagree that the Bears are the worst franchise in sports.
They're not even the worst franchise in the
in
NFL.
This city.
The Jets are the worst franchise in the NFL. And yeah, the White Sox are worse than what the Bears are at this point. But I get what he's saying when you talk about this organization kind of being a joke, man. Like I think we had the Lions in division for so long to point at and laugh and go, ah, ha, ha, ha. They haven't won in so many years. The Lions were a punchline in this league for a long time. The Browns were a punchline in this league for a long time. The Bears are maybe the longest running joke in the NFL at this point. And we need to come face that fact that they might be the longest running punchline in the NFL. And getting Caleb Williams and doing what they're doing with him right now is just the latest punchline that is the Chicago Bears. And if they don't get it right, we'll continue to be pointed at and laughed at. I live in Milwaukee, Brian. I'm surrounded by Packers fans. I'm not saying figuratively, I literally get people pointing at me and laughing at me when I'm like out grocery shopping or whatever, and I put on my Bears hat. We are the joke of the NFL right now. And it starts at the top, like he was saying, with the McCaskies.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. Very well may be where you say, what probably has Jade so upset at 20 is that he's watched half of his life, he's watched the Bears trying, or at least appearing to try, to make a good team, getting your hopes up.
Hey, Jade, if you're still listening, I'll be back here Wednesday. I'm hosting the evening show with Hub Arkish. Call me and tell me how your accounting exam went. I'm genuinely curious if he's able to put the Bears' loss in the rear view and dial up what he needs to dial up to pass that accounting exam. Call me back on Wednesday night if you're still listening, Jade. I'll be here from 6 to 9. I want to know if you passed the accounting exam, if you were able to put the Bears in the rear view and do what you got to do to get this thing done. I'm really hoping he does. I don't want the Bears to, you know. They've done enough damage to this city. I don't need them causing people to fail their exams.
I hope so. I do like that he's putting his excuses for failing if it happens out on the air.
You know, I was surprised that he sounded as tortured as he does at just 20 years old. And I'm in my 40s. I don't know about you, Brian, but maybe it's like I barely remember it. I've seen the Bears be good. Brian never really has. Like his entire adult life, his entire working memory as a Bears fan is pretty much watching them be bad. He might be more tortured than you and I are, having never seen success for this franchise.
You know what? I'm going to say we had it worse. If we're going to get into it.
We've seen them break more quarterbacks than Sage has, but we saw some good stuff. We saw some okay stuff.
Well, late 90s through early 2000s was a dark place, right?
Absolutely. Yes, most of it has been. But yes. I'm saying we saw some good stuff. Let's go to Mark at 312-644-6767. What's up, Mark? Mark? Did I go to the wrong person?
On?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. I think I went to the wrong person. But yeah, you are on. What's up, buddy?
Oh, you know, I was just listening to everybody talk about, you know, the Bears, the Caleb Williams. Right now, I believe Caleb Williams is terrible. And reason being, it's not his fault. I think one part of the reason is nobody has mentioned this. He's too small. He's short. Hard for him to see over the big line he has. And that's causing a problem because a lot of his passes are not even close. He's like just throwing them and nobody's home. And then he can't even see the defense, which is really hurting him. And then another problem is when he goes back and the line is on him, he doesn't know whether to run or pass. He's confused. He's not thinking quick enough. And this is a big problem, and the Bears have a problem. I think what they should do for him is keep him in the shotgun all the time so he could see, you know, the play develop a little better than get going under center and just, you know, because when he gets the ball, they're out almost on him, and they're standing up, and these are big guys coming at him.
Mark, appreciate the call. I don't think – I see what you're seeing in terms of Caleb Williams' struggles. I don't think it's because of his height. He's 6'1", which isn't tall for a quarterback, but it's also not necessarily short for a quarterback. I think what you're seeing is – A, he's a rookie, and he's gonna do rookie things in terms of what he sees, what he doesn't see when he decides to pull the trigger. Troy Aikman had a whole reel of three or four plays where there were guys downfield, and he just held on to the football and scrambled and waited and waited. That's just rookie stuff, man. That's a guy who's still learning this league, and on top of that, he's learning this league while he's running for his life, or he's learning this league while he's laying on his back because of what this offensive line is. And I really think that a lot of the accuracy that Mark is talking about has to do with the fact that this dude can't trust his offensive line and can't trust his offense to sort of just plant his feet and let it rip. He's kind of got happy feet because he doesn't know when or from which direction the next person trying to murder him is coming from in terms of the opposing pass rush. I don't think it's because of his height. I think it's because he's a rookie, and he's a rookie who's dealing with a lot right now, both in terms of on the field and off the field, and what this organization isn't doing for him to put him in the best position to succeed and develop.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to have open questions about some of the things we're seeing from Caleb, but you cannot rationally call him terrible right now.
I don't know, and he's not terrible.
No, but absolutely not.
Hey, man, first of all, I'm seeing more and more people start to question if Caleb is the guy and is everything that we thought he would be when he was drafted. Too early to do that. I'm with you, Brian, in saying too early to do that, and he's shown some things that should make you think otherwise in terms of the type of quarterback he is or could be. On the flip side, I understand why Bears fans may feel that way or may be thinking that, because we've seen this movie before in terms of having high hopes and expectations for a quarterback and them falling flat on their face, whether it's because they just didn't have what it takes to make it in this league or whether it's because the Bears didn't do what they needed to do in terms of putting the right things around that guy for them to succeed in this league. But Bears fans have seen this enough that, yeah, doubt creeps in. You start going, but this old story again? I've seen this before. I know how this goes, and I know how it ends, and it ends with us drafting another quarterback in 3 years. Like, I get why Bears fans are feeling that way, even if it is a little premature.
Yeah, I think the nightmare that I'm worried about reliving, that I think a lot of people are worried about reliving, at the end of last season when Poles was making the coaching decision, is something like the Jay Cutler years, right? Where we don't know now what the problem is because so many things look broken.
Yes.
And we're going to bring in a new coach and then say, okay, is this the right coach for him? So I think there's things to be concerned about, but he has looked excellent a lot of the time. There's last few games, particularly some throws that, yeah, don't look good, look questionable. But I agree, we can't make a judgment about him now, and with all the things going on around
you know
him.
Today, I don't remember if it was an article. I think it was at The Athletic. But then they were talking about the same thing as I was driving in on the call on Westwood One, and Kevin Harlan asked Kurt Warner to rate the four rookie QBs, not just them themselves, but the situation that they're in right now. And both the article that I read, which again I think was at The Athletic, and Kurt Warner had Caleb Williams fourth among the four rookie quarterbacks. That's Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, I'm missing one.
Drake May.
Drake May, thank you. And Caleb Williams. And maybe, when you look at just the production or look at the tape of those four guys, maybe he's fourth out of those four guys right now. Take any one of those guys and put him in the mess that you put Caleb Williams in the Bears organization, and they would also be fourth, probably a more distant fourth. He's handled this better, I think, than any of those three guys would.
Yeah, I certainly trust Kurt Warner's opinion over mine, but I don't see it with Bo Nix, and I agree with you 100%, right? You put any of them in what's going on here, it's not going to look good.
Can you imagine handing Caleb Williams over to Sean Payton? That'd be pretty cool. That guy knows what he's doing. Let's go to Jeff from Wisconsin. You're on 670 The Score. What's up, Jeff?
Well, good morning. I'm trying to recover from the last 8 losses. And I spent a whole week of Packer fans coming up to me telling me how we have to beat the Vikings, and I'm going to hear about this for a week now. It's going to be disgusting. When you get pity from Packer fans, come on now.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst when they when they look at you and they're like, "Oh, you guys will get it right someday." Shut up. I don't need your encouragement.
And I wear my Bears jacket, and a lot of people are like, "Boy, you have a lot of," and I can't say that word on the air. But here's a thought I just had. I've watched the Bears since 1970. Not the same thing, but remember when Walter Payton came along and got his brains beat in until they put two lines around him, and then they won?
I mean, I don't remember it, but I'm familiar with the story. I was really young when these things that you're talking about transpired. But yeah, I know the story you speak of.
I was there for the Super Bowl, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, we had Neil Armstrong, who was a great guy and a nice guy, but they didn't win anything. But they had Buddy Ryan on one side. I'm saying this whole thing about just getting a great offensive mind. Our defense looks beat up and broken. We have no pass rush whatsoever. Watch last night. Sam Darnold is bouncing on his feet like it's a drill early on, and we're not hitting. I remember the Bears being brutal and beating up people even when they were bad, and they're getting the other end of the stick now, and it's hard to watch, but I don't give up on them ever.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. And yeah, man, I don't want to go back to those days. Like, first of all, I'm too young, okay? But like, they lost a lot with Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers. But what Jeff is talking about is what I'm talking about when I say show some level of pride. You know, show some level of compete and intensity when you step out there on the field. And when Thomas Brown says, "Show me one guy who wasn't playing hard out there." Like, I might not be able to go and find somebody loafing on tape, but I can turn on that game last week against the 49ers, especially, but also this game against the Vikings, and just go, they're playing with a certain energy that you're not. Like, you're not slacking, you're not dogging it out there and, like, taking plays off, but I see what it's supposed to look like on the other side of things compared to what it looks like in terms of your energy level and your effort and your intensity when you go out there on a week-to-week basis. I would like to see a little bit of that Gale Sayers, Dick Butkus era of, yeah, you might beat us, but you're going to feel it the next day. You know what I mean? The Bears don't even have that at this point.
Yeah, I think Jeff is offering, if I'm hearing you right, a hopeful message that we've got. You know, we had Walter Payton, who was, you know, the greatest, one of the greatest football players ever. He was excellent. He got his brains beat in. The teams were bad. We fixed the lines, and we won a Super Bowl. So if I'm interpreting Jeff's call as a message of hope, right?
I think so.
Put some lines in here on both sides. We could talk during this hour about how difficult that will be, how fast that can happen.
They also had to change GMs, though, and coaches.
Yes.
In the middle of all that. Like, the guy who drafted Walter Payton didn't get to stick around to see what that actually, you know, the fruition of that or the fruits of his draft. So if you're talking about history repeating itself, Ryan Poles got to go. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what we're talking about, then Ryan Poles can't stick around.
Do we still have Jeff, or is he?
No, Jeff dropped off. Wow. We have full phone lines, though, at 312-644-6767. If you want to get in, jump in line or drop us a line in the text line. I just said line a lot. It is 2:30 in the morning. I am Rami Makhlouf. That's my honorary co-host, Brian Poronski. Oh, boy, these last 2.5 hours. Might be interesting. I'm forgetting how to talk here, folks. That's my honorary co-host, Brian Poronski, the winner of the Cubs for a Cure auction. We'll hear from Caleb Williams after a break and more from you at 312-644-6767 on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank, and back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, I don't know. If I had an answer to that, I would give it to you. I think what I've learned through it all is just, like, you got to be on your own. And you know, trying to get other guys to do certain things or other people to do certain things, like, it takes away from your preparation. So you got to take care of your own and just do your job. And then if other guys aren't doing their job or other people aren't doing their job, like, that's on them. And then you got to figure out how you're going to handle that too. But at the end of the day, like, you just got to take care of your job and do what you got to do and prepare the right way. And but yeah, I mean, we obviously just haven't executed clean enough, and usually that's what it comes down in these NFL games.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
That's Cole Kmet, courtesy of Mark Key. After the Bears' 30-12 loss to the Vikings, their eighth straight, it is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank. And we're just getting started on a Football Monday on a Tuesday. Coming up, it's Mully and Haw, who are joined by Olin Kreutz at 7, Dave Wanstead at 8, and DJ Moore will join the guys at 9, followed by DJ Moore at 8, followed by Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock, and much, much more on The Score all day long, breaking down this 30-12 loss. I am Rami Makhlouf, honorary co-host for the overnight show this morning. Brian Peronsky of our Cubs for a Cure auction alongside as well. And you at 312-644-6767. We do want to hear from Caleb Williams, but we want to hear from you first, starting out in Morton Grove. And Brandon, you're on The Score. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, man.
My pleasure.
Rami too. Man, I agree with you on Poles, man. You know, if I was him, or, you know, if I was Warren, I would, you know, put a cabinet together, you know, maybe have Kreutz in there and some other ex-Bears alum to have you, you know, make this next decision, man, because they actually know what this Bears history is like, what hasn't worked, and I think they're just making it a lot harder than it is. I mean, Eberflus has, like, blown four-quarter leads last year, and you didn't see that coming, man. Like, and then, like, I don't know. You look around the league, and what works is a running game, a capable tight end, and, you know, a stout defense. You know what I mean? And I just think they're making it a lot harder than it is. And, I mean, if you look at all around the league, you know, they have a good running game and a tight end they can go to. And you just got to mix it up. I mean, they're just being too, you know, you could see whatever play they're running, that you could see what's coming pretty much. And I just think they need to get some good football minds in Halas Hall. And I don't know. Tell me what you think, man.
I appreciate the call, Brandon. And yeah, I'm not sure that Ryan Poles is the guy I want making this next decision. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I'm not sure. And the more that things go in the direction that they've gone, Brian, the more I have doubts about that. And I'm not, look, man, like you said before, all GMs make mistakes. Every GM in this league and in every sport makes mistakes. I'm just going off A, results, and B, a word that he used a lot, the culture of this team, and neither is there. 3 years into a rebuild, and neither of those things is there at this point. That makes me question if I want that guy to be the one making this next huge decision for this organization and this next era that they're going to move into.
Yeah, it seems like he has, and I think your point about what he has said about the culture, about the type of guys he wants, is, you know, completely fair when you're looking at games like this, games like last week. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you may question the effort more than I do, but certainly, you know, that's something he highlighted, right? That we're bringing in the right type of guys. And it seems like he has valued some things with Eberflus and maybe with others that are the wrong things to be valuing, right? And so I think Brandon sounds like if we still had him, somebody that probably would have like them to at least look at Jim Harbaugh, right?
Yeah.
He sounds like a Vrabel guy, I would say.
I mean, there are a bunch of guys who have been hired in this league since the Bears hired Matt Eberflus that are very good head coaches that are winning. Jim Harbaugh is just the latest. Like, I could go to, we brought up a couple tonight, Mike McDaniel, Kevin O'Connell, D'Amico Ryans, who was hired by Houston. I had a whole list of guys that have been hired, and any of them would have been a better option than Matt Eberflus when he was hired or at any point since, when they could have fired him and hired somebody different. And for them to just sit there and look at this guy and go, yeah, maybe he is. No, he's not. He never was. You should have never hired him, and you should have come to the conclusion a long time ago that he was not the right guy for the job. The caller, Brandon, he brought up the run game and the lack thereof. Last year, the Bears led the NFL in rushing yards per game. And in 2023, they ranked second. They ranked 23rd this season. They also ranked 24th in the league this year and averaging 4.1 yards per carry. Meanwhile, the three leading rushers in the league, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, all guys the Bears could have had this offseason. All guys who went to teams that had less money under the cap to spend than what the Bears did, and they decided DeAndre Swift was their guy at running back. And I'm not saying DeAndre Swift is solely to blame for the direction that this running game has gone in. The offensive line owns some of that. The decisions they made strategically in terms of hiring Shane Waldron, completely overhauling the way that they were going to operate in the run game, all of that led to this. But you took a significant step back in the run game this year to what you've had the last couple of years, and you shouldn't be taking significant steps back in anything in year three of the Ryan Poles rebuild. Everything should be moving forward at this point.
Yeah, I have thoughts on DeAndre Swift. I think, to be fair, the last two seasons have Justin Fields in those rushing numbers, right?
Yes.
So we should, you know, not overlook that. But going back to a point you made earlier in response to some texters and some callers, they could have had David Montgomery, mm-hmm. right? DeAndre Swift has, you know, some strengths. He had some impressive
tonight
runs.
Tonight was one of the better games he's had in a while.
But he's not a guy that you run behind a bad offensive line, right?
No.
You combine a bad offensive line with DeAndre Swift and you've got a big problem. You have to try, you know, an end around to the outside on fourth and one, right?
What I said about, because there's the trepidation, the caution about signing running backs, giving them big money, especially when they start approaching their late 20s and 30s. But what I said, now I was out on Derrick Henry because he's carried the ball so much and is such a physical runner. I was like, the tread's got to be wearing thin on that guy. I was wrong. Like, he's putting together a huge season for Baltimore right now.
I was out on him. I was out on him for the Bears. I was out on him for fantasy football, and I was dead wrong.
Same. But Barkley and Jacobs, both of those guys I was looking at. This isn't hindsight being 2020. This isn't Monday morning quarterbacking. I looked at both of those guys and said, forget everything that people are saying and that even I think about running backs and giving them big money. Those two guys are exceptions to the rule because those are both the types of guys that offenses have to game plan for, that they go into the week and they go, okay, every play, we got to know where that guy is and what he's doing. And imagine the benefit of having a guy like that behind a rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams, that teams have to respect your run game and have to respect what that guy out of the backfield can do, whether they block it upright or not. You know what? Saquon Barkley is going to get yards even on plays where the offensive line doesn't do their job. Josh Jacobs is going to get yards on plays where the offensive line does not do their job. DeAndre Swift needs everything to be right for him to be productive in an offense. That's the difference between him and those guys. Those guys make offenses go. DeAndre Swift is able to operate in offenses that are already going.
I think that's right. And then, you know, tonight where he was good, you know, him running to the outside, using his speed, you know, evading some tacklers. But, you know, he's not the kind of guy you're going to run in between the tackles, particularly if they're bad.
And he's not the type of guy that's going to strike fear in opposing defenses and keep defensive coordinators up at night, like a Saquon Barkley or a Josh Jacobs would do.
So are you guys saying that maybe Roschon Johnson should get enhanced looks if they're trying to establish and run the ball, which it's clear Thomas Brown has said numerous times, whether he's talking about in-game adjustments or press conferences, he wants to run the ball. Does that mean Roschon Johnson needs an enhanced role because he is your in-between the tacklers running back?
Yeah, well, he's hurt right now, so that's not an option.
Well, healthy, does he need to be utilized more?
More, but I don't think he fixes it. I don't think he's a running back who's going to make an offense go either.
I think we did see more of him last week.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, after Shane, I forgot about all of our coaching changes this year. We saw more of him after Shane Waldron.
There's too many
was gone.
To keep track of. Way too many.
Yes. Several weeks ago, when we got rid of Shane Waldron, we saw more of Roschon Johnson, right?
And yes.
I think that was the right call. One thing you may want to not do is don't get rid of Khalil Herbert, right? He looked very good for several
Agreed.
Years.
I was questioning that move when they made it.
That's another guy that's more of an in-between the tackle runners. I mean, what I like to say about DeAndre Swift is, you know, he'll turn a 4-yard run into a 2-yard run or a negative yardage, but he can also, you know, turn an 8-yard run into a 20-yard run.
That's Brian Poronski, honorary co-host for the evening here on Score Overnights on a Football Monday, Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. And you at 312-644-6767. Let's go to Milwaukee. And Mark, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Robbie.
Hey.
Real quickly, I want to tell you a little funny anecdote. But a couple of years ago, and you'll know what I'm talking about, I went to the men's warehouse by Southridge. I walk in, they get a suit press. Guy says to me, can I help you? I said, yeah, I need my suit press. It was Gary Ellerson.
My guy.
He was an employee. Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. I am a Packer fan, but I'm going to be objective here. I brought up a couple points to your screener. Number one, the coaching. You got three, what I think you can disagree with if you want, three very good coaches in the NFC North. Okay.
Yes.
So that's a definite deficiency. And you had no idea. I didn't know as a Packer fan when they hired Matt LaFleur, who's this guy? Okay. You don't know with these guys, you know, how they're going to turn out. Just like Jordan Love was really a crapshoot, okay? And I think Gutekunst's legacy, you know, was somewhat dependent on that. But their roster is 90%, I would say, built through the draft.
Yep.
And the Bears, for my opinion, for years, that has not been the case. They've been too heavily reliant on free agents and trades. And, you know, you bring in Sweat, you bring in Swift, you bring in Moore, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. You bring these guys in, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards. It's not enough development in the draft. Now, I understand this year, Caleb Williams, you know, you had to take a quarterback, so the jury's out on him and what to do. But they need to do more good drafting. And you know, you look at coaches and inconsistency and GMs. Another thing, though, and it's just a generalization on the organization itself, okay? You look at Minnesota, they play tonight in U.S. Bank Stadium. Target Field is a new facility, fairly new for the Twins. Target Center, where the Timberwolves play, they got a hockey arena. Most cities have, you know, Detroit, several new sports venues. It's a joke, you know, with, well, we're going to build a new stadium here in the Bears, Kevin Warren. They haven't put a shovel in the ground, and I don't think they will 5 years from now either. And it's just absurd that they can't get this done in a city like Chicago. And I think it's a bad reflection on the organization. So I don't know, blame the Hallis, you know, the McCaskies. I don't know what it is. But you look at L.A., SoFi, the Clippers just got a new arena. Mm-hmm. Downtown, Staples or whatever it is. Several, Detroit's got three or four new venues. It's ridiculous. They're still playing there.
Mark, appreciate the call. And I agree with what he, I don't look, man, that type of business, that type of money that we're talking about when it comes to getting a new stadium built, so far over my head, Brian, that I can't even start to imagine how far over my head that is.
I have this opinion, though. I think unlike polls where we've had plenty of time to judge it, I think it's a little early to criticize Kevin Warren for not having a stadium built.
You might be right.
Yeah.
But again, as little as I know about how these things get done, I did think it'd be I did think we'd at least have a shovel. Okay, I thought we'd at least have a site picked out.
No,
by
yeah,
now
know where
for,
it's going to be
a new stadium. Is that fair? Is that an unfair criticism of Ryan Poles that I feel like they're dragging their feet at least a little bit when it comes to getting the new stadium? No, didn't it feel like it was closer than this when he got hired?
You know, I think, well, one, I think they thought they'd have a much better team and people would be a lot more excited.
True.
He may be playing three-dimensional chess with,
maybe,
you know, playing off Chicago against Arlington Heights.
When he talks about the football organization side of things, though, and the way that the Packers do things compared to the Bears, he's 100% right, man. And they have a blueprint there for organization building and for quarterback development that the Bears need to somehow get their hands on, because they it doesn't seem to matter who the head coach is. It doesn't seem to matter who the quarterback is. It doesn't seem to matter who the GM is. They know how to find guys and develop them and coach them up and get the most out of them and get 9 to 12 wins damn near every year up there in Green Bay. And it's not a coincidence. It's not luck. They got a formula that the Bears do not.
Yes, draft two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row, and
no, but they,
that's the starting point.
They drafted blank canvases that could be Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and then did everything they needed to do to fill in the blanks and make them Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I'm not saying Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields were ever going to be Hall of Famers. I just know that the Bears did not color in the lines with those guys and did not do everything that they needed to do to get the most out of them.
I'm willing to go on record and say that the Packers have lucked out with their run of what looks like three excellent quarterbacks in a row.
I think there is some luck, but I think it's also that they have a formula of knowing how to develop those guys, of knowing what to put around those guys. The stuff that we're talking about the Bears not doing with Caleb Williams.
Certainly they've done a good job of building that roster. You know, Jordan Love looked great last year. There were times when he looked terrible. I think this year you look at him, he's playing really well. Mm-hmm. But a lot of what you see, I think, is they know how to use him with the roster they have, and they have they've got a great roster.
And Matt LaFleur is a great play caller, man.
Yes.
And you give him Josh Jacobs and it gives him a whole nother dimension to that offense. Like, it looks like a different offense than what it did last year when it was good, especially once Jordan Love got going. But he was like, okay, it's good, but give me Josh Jacobs and it could be even better. And it can look completely different in terms of what we're throwing at football teams. And that's the type of coach. I said earlier, I want a coach that impresses me in some way, shape, or form. That dude impresses me in terms of the way that he handles his football team and calls a game.
Yeah, so one, Josh Jacobs, another free agent running back I was wrong about. Two, no question that the Packers and every team in our division and a lot of teams in the league are doing a much better job at coaching, getting the right coaches, yep, and building rosters than the Bears are.
Let's go to the South Side. And South Side, Tuan, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Tuan?
What's up, guys? Yeah. I heard your conversation all night, man. Great stuff.
Thank you.
But look, it's just pump the brakes, man. Let's just start off by, we don't get from the Bears some added incentives. Look, guys, my Bears are in a great place. Our quarterback is getting his lumps. You got to let the kid get his lumps. This is just his season to learn. Now, besides all the stuff that's going on, you have a lot of good things that's going on with the Bears. Now, did the general manager make a couple of mistakes? Yes, he did. He gave a first-round pick to Pittsburgh. Man, I didn't know why he didn't know it, but, you know. But let's just say this. I seen Caleb jump over people this year. I seen him make pinpoint throws. And the other side, I've seen him throw it over somebody's head. You got to have people that help you out, man. Keenan Allen, how many drops he had tonight?
I think two, he three.
Had, man, first down drops.
Yep.
And then I go back to the next game. A lot of drops there, not important drops. The drops that Cave have, it's the first down ones. You know what I mean? First down this year, the team just dropped. Now, do I think the kid's taking too much punch from me? Yeah, I mean, Jesus. One time, did you see him shake his head tonight? Like, God.
Yes.
Jesus.
There were a few moments tonight that went viral for Caleb Williams. One where he was laying on the ground, looked like he was dead. Another one, he was bent over backwards on the bench in agony and disbelief over what was going on. And then another one, he was just sitting there with a look on his face like he had no idea where he was or where to go next.
Yeah, see, and that's my thing. Guys, let Caleb take his lumps. Because next year, let's just think about the brightness of next year. I know we like, damn, already next year, Keenan Allen won't be here. We can have about $18 million in that. Get your offensive lineman here and there. We got a first-round pick that we might even jump up to four. I'm hoping we could get like the four or five. A lot of teams got to play each other, but we can get to the 4 or 5 mark. Perfect. Look, guys, it's going to be a bright future. We don't get a coach. I don't know who we don't get. I don't want to name names. But let's just get a coach. And when you were talking about Jordan Love earlier, let me just say this. Jordan Love is a bum, man. Look, you Green Bay guys, y'all had lightning in a bottle. This boy throwing picks. They running the ball more. In Green Bay. They ain't letting them just throw no more. They be like, goddamn, Jordy. They giving it to the running back. So when we say about Swift ain't never been a between the run of a guy. He's never been that. That's why they got rid of him in Detroit. You say why you didn't get signed back Montgomery? Well, Montgomery out this year. So 1.5 years, he's out probably for next year.
Yeah, David Montgomery today went in season-ending knee surgery. Tuan, I appreciate the call, and I really appreciate your optimism in terms of the future of this franchise. What it might look like as soon as next year? I can't quite be that optimistic. Again, from a life as a Bears fan, a lifetime as a Bears fan, but also just what I've seen from Ryan Poles and this organization in the 3 years that he's been the general manager, and I can't just go, oh yeah, they'll get it right next year, and just, oh well, Caleb is taking his lumps and he's learning and he's getting better. I wish I could be that certain, that optimistic about the future and where this thing is headed. But I don't know where Tuan gets that from. I admire it, but I don't know where he gets it from.
So I think that I'm willing to go optimistic for the last 2 hours of the show.
Okay.
If we want to go
good,
that
yeah,
route.
We need that.
Yeah. So look, I think that. I agree with Tuan on Caleb Williams, right? I think he looks impressive. I think there's, you know, we've had callers say he's terrible, which is wrong.
Far from terrible.
Objectively wrong. You know, I think there's some things you can question whether he is going to be the franchise generational quarterback, but he certainly has shown that he can be, right? If you look at how we got to 8 losses in a row, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of those right, that are 1 or 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, those could bounce the other way. Certainly if we have a coach that knows what they're doing.
There is no doubt. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show, Brian, that if they get the head coach higher right, and if they plug the holes on the offensive line and other places on this roster where we see the leaks, yeah, this could look really good next year. But that's saying the Bears are going to hire the right guy at head coach. That's saying that, which they haven't done in, well, my lifetime. That's saying that they're going to get the offensive line fixed, which Ryan Poles has shown a real weakness and lack of ability to do so. So I see like how close it can be. It's just that it's just the faith in the Bears as an organization and the people specifically within the Bears organization, Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, to make these decisions that we're talking about and to make them the right decisions. Yeah. And while I think it's possible they can, I can't just assume that they will. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think again for me, my and maybe I am realizing what I really bugs me about Poles is sticking with Eberflus, right? I think Twan makes a good point that, look, no GM is going to get everything right. And so to pick at, you know, one or two of his personnel decisions probably isn't fair to judge the GM. Although I will say what Twan highlighted, I forget the other one, but Keenan Allen is here, had two drops. He's not going to be here next year.
They're going to have plenty of cap space.
Well, we would have had a fourth round pick if we didn't bring him on this year, right?
That is true.
DeAndre Swift has never been a between the tackles runner. That's pretty much exactly what we were saying.
So why'd you bring him here?
That's who Poles went and brought in.
Yes.
Right? So I think there's certainly decisions to question. I think he's made several good personnel decisions. And ultimately, it's that coaching decision.
The one area where I do share Twan's optimism is they could get a top five draft pick when you look at where they're at right now. So right now, the Bears, if the season ended today, they'd have the 9th pick at 4-10. But New England, Jacksonville, Carolina, Tennessee, and Cleveland all have 3. So you're within 1 game of them. And the Jets also have 4 wins. And all those teams that I just listed have weaker schedules than the Bears. So they should be able to scratch out 1 win each, maybe. The Bears could move up, I would think, as many as 3 or 4 spots before the season is over if they don't win another game. If they end up going 4-13, we very well could be talking about a top 5 draft pick. They could pass any combination of the Jets, Cleveland, Tennessee, Carolina, Jacksonville, New England, and they could pass any combination of those teams and move up into the top 5, which I'm here for, man. At this point in the season, what else do we got to look forward to or to be excited about than a top 5 draft pick? 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on Score Overnights on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday here on The Score. That's my honorary co-host for the night, winner of our Cubs for a Cure auction, Brian Poronski. He's here all overnight with me, as are you, at 312-644-6767. And we'll be back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.